Well, I mean, we have a lot of the guys here were under contract, college free agents, draft picks, obviously, and then we had some tryout guys that we'll go over as soon as we're done here. We'll go over and kind of talk about. We have a couple spots, and you know, always trying to evaluate and try to better our roster. Well, I think you know it's you know they're going to be further down the depth chart, but you know I don't think there's any better teacher than you know vet players. You know, seeing it being done right the right way, and you know that's why it's important to have the right kind of guys that are your veterans that you know do it the right way and do it the right way every day. Well, I think, you know, this has been good practice for us. You know, I think I mentioned to you guys yesterday, I mean, just how we run practice, whether it's the equipment man or the training staff, and, you know, it's just different. You know, everybody does it different, and we're not any different than that. So practicing. you know, it's a positive, you know, that he's had the number of carries and the production that he's had, both catching the ball and running the ball. You know, we've always been believers of kind of a 1-2 punch and rolling guys through there, whether it's the D-line, you know, wave of those guys to stay fresh. I've always kind of approached the same thing with running backs. But, you know, as I tell guys is, you know, they pick the team, you know, how they perform, and it'll be no different. A running back is, you know, who that guy is and how dependable he is and, you know, if or, you know, he earns that number of reps to get in. So, you know, we're early in the process and, you know, hopefully somebody, you know, kind of sets themselves out.